Monday night, Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Yud, we're up to the Sa'ifim about Tfilas HaDerech. We'll start with Sif Hei. A speech first. Tfilas HaDerech is a very interesting area in halacha. What do I mean? It's interesting because when Tfilas HaDerech was instituted by Chazal to say, so the sakana of traveling was a very different one than the sakana we face today in traveling. And the parameters of the halacha were made for chayim. For chayos and for falling into pits and for who knows what, like you're sort of out of civilization. You had the town, you went out of the town and you didn't have any access to, you weren't connected, and these robbers roamed around, animals roamed around. So the parameters of the halacha reflect a really uncivilized society. Now it's a whole different story. Now, there's no chayos roads. There's houses all over. It's a different adaraba. The danger is the cause. The way we travel, the danger is accidents, and most accidents happen. What do they say? Within a 5 mile radius of your house, most accidents happen. And you have to wonder. Like, you really have to balance. That's what I mean. I find Tfilas HaDerech fascinating. Like, the rules of the halacha, it's almost a classic case where the rules of the halacha reflect a totally different scene than what we face. If we would make Tfilas HaDerech today, we'd say every time you go in a car, you have to make Tfilas HaDerech.
Before the shir.
Yeah, no, the shir is, you're traveling in the car. The shir is, once you're traveling more than, once you pull out of your driveway, you have to make Tfilas HaDerech. And we don't face the sakanas. So the halacha, that's why the Achronim really they push the envelope here. Like they say, maybe nowadays you should make Tfilas HaDerech even if you're just going on a short trip, even if you're just going local driving, but we can't change the halacha really, so do it without Shem or Malchus. I mean, Rav Chaim Kanievsky tells people there's a Taz. We'll probably come across it. The Taz says that when you're taking a trip, so you make Tfilas HaDerech as soon as you start the trip, before you leave the city. We don't paskin like the Taz, as we'll see. The Taz says as soon as you start traveling, that's when you make Tfilas HaDerech. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I mean, it's brought down in the Sefer. So he tells, nowadays, at least we should pass on like the Taz. Now, since most accidents happen close to the home and it's dangerous to go in a car, you can have an accident. So at least we should pass on like the Taz, that when you're going on a trip, you should say Tfilas HaDerech as soon as you pull out of your driveway. And that's what the Sefer brings him down as holding. Well, my son, we don't do it.
That's all. Outside of the
When you're going to follow the halacha, when the halacha is mechayev you to make Tfilas HaDerech, so he says at least we should do like the Taz and make the bracha immediately when you're going on such a trip that's going to take you beyond those areas. So okay, it's interesting. You don't really come across this so much, that it's a whole different metzius now, and you have to decide if we're going to follow the rules, or we're going to make new rules.
According to this, we're supposed to make Tfilas HaDerech before we pull out, or literally we have to pull out?
I would say when you pull out of your driveway, when you go into the Rishus HaRabim.
So ideally pause again, say the bracha, and then drive?
Well, ideally you should stop your car, get out, and stand up, and say, no, ideally you're supposed to make it standing up. We had that yesterday. That's like really ideal.
Why not do it like in your living room? Or in your garage?
In the home, so.
when you, because the lashon haGemara is you make the bracha when you machzik b'derech.
Is it the Rambam thing that Bar Lava was being said to do before you start?
That's what I'm talking about now. What do you mean before you start? When you're getting into your car?
Before you pull out? No.
I don't think that matters. There's no hefsik. It's not like you need oidel asiyosan. You do it taka before you get into your car. You're about to go on a trip.
Doesn't start. When you mean
what? Wait. To all those who are laughing, the reason the Achrayim argue with the Taz is because maybe you'll change your mind and it'll turn out to be a bracha levatola. So, the joke's on you. And what about Hamapil? Where you might not fall asleep. I hear. If you think it's a real chashash, I would negate the chashash. It depends on your car. Really, I would negate the chashash. How often does it happen? People, I went to America. One of the things I was struck at was that when I lived in America, everybody I knew, I mean, I certainly. I had a yeshiva. It was called the chefta called the yeshiva shakar, and I had the most yeshiva shakar of all. People still talk about my car. They're still in the legends of Muncie. My car is up there with the legends of Muncie. And now I hung around Muncie. I hung around Lakewood. I hung around yeshiva kollel communities. Nobody has a yeshiva shakar anymore. Everybody has a nice car. It's like the death of the yeshiva shakar. I noticed that also, in addition to my noticing other things. It doesn't happen. They all have chashuva cars. Okay. Maybe the payments got easier. I don't know. It was 10 to 15 years before my kids chap that a trunk is supposed to open. Okay, Sif Hei. Ein tzorech lomar osa ela pamachas biyom. You make the basic, it's a bracha, it's almost like a birchas hashachar, almost. It's like you're traveling and you're supposed to make it once a day. Now, Pirish, b'chol yom v'yom, the Mishnah Berurah says, kol zman shehu b'derech m'chuyav lomar osa. Now we're talking about a scenario that you're stopping overnight and you're continuing to travel every morning. You stop, you go to a hotel, a motel, you stop over and you continue your trip the next morning. If you continue, we'll be learning about all the different possibilities. What happens if you don't stop to sleep? What happens if you just keep going? And you switch off with someone else, or you take a nap for a half hour or even an hour. But you don't really stay anywhere overnight. You just go. But the Mechaber is talking about, we're presuming you're stopping. So you only say it. Well, actually, Chaber himself is saying you only say it once a day. The Mishnah Berurah interprets it to be meaning every day. That's already a leap. And they're both true. But you only say it once a day. Let's say you're traveling. And you go through, and you reach a town, but you drive through the town, or even if you stop for lunch, and then you go outside that ear, and you keep going in and out of Ayoros, in and out of places. So you don't. So the Mechaber, the lotion of the Mechaber really is only. So you only make one bracha a day in such a scenario. The Gra actually compares it to Birchas HaTorah. The Gross says, Omer Osa Pamachos Biyom Yudbeis, Kamo Bichas HaTorah, Ushar Brachos. Mamish compares it to Bichas HaShachar, Bichas HaTorah. You make the brach, it's chal for the whole day. You said you'd feel us there for the day.
Bichas HaTorah, though, is Pindaris
box. Not Lahalocha, not bottom line. But you're talking about if you sleep a shinas kva in the middle of the day. So here's Afilum Yanuch Bir Bemtza Hayom, even if you stop for a few hours to rest, doesn't necessarily mean to sleep. But it means, or it could mean even to sleep. you don't make another bracha. This is your day of traveling. You make a bracha a day. Aval, the Mechaber goes on to say, in Dati Lolan Ve'ir, you want to sleep overnight. That is your basic unit of having to make a Tfilas HaDerech. You sleep overnight. Tomorrow is a new day and you're traveling again in the daytime. Because again, in their mode of traveling, you didn't travel at night. You just didn't. And you have the Chazal telling you, Lolam Yetziyot Bechito, the Ganesh Bechito. Chazal warned you against traveling at night. Nowadays, you know, I travel. Again, here I don't drive a car. You travel on FDR Drive at 3 in the morning, right? I say, I know what I'm doing here, but what are all these other people doing here?
Why would you not say, as long as you haven't reached your destination, you're still on the same deck? Even if your journey takes 2 days, 3 days.
And you sleep overnight?
Yeah, but you
sleep overnight. It's Hesach, because we look at it as a bracha, and it's like Bichas HaTorah, or any other bracha, and the day is the unit. Like, it's automatically considered Hesach Hadas. You've slept. The combination, in the Mechaber's world, the combination of sleeping and the day create a new unit that's a new Mechayev. And you see from the Gra that it sort of ties in with Hesach Hadas, because he compares it to Bichas HaTorah. So just like by Bichas HaTorah, after all the Lomdus is said and done, the Bichas HaTorah is said to be Chal for the whole day. Even though you go to the bathroom, and even though you go to work, and you forget about learning, and you know, holding, okay, shinas kva, maybe it's a shayla, but look, I betzilus aderech, it's not a shayla. There's no hesach hadas. The hesach hadas is when you sleep overnight. How do I know it's midin hesach hadas? Because the mechaber says if you planned on sleeping overnight, I will indict a lolum ba'ir, and then he changes his mind, and he continues on his journey. He has to make a new Tfilas HaDerech. Because then there was the Hesach HaDas of Tfilas HaDerech mode, which is, I'm going to sleep overnight.
Is the Hesach HaDas if you're sleeping while you're traveling?
Sleeping overnight while you're traveling? Like sleeping on the plane? So we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah about that. In other words, what they called sleeping basadeh. You know, if you weren't nichnas le'ir to sleep, you slept as you were traveling. We'll see that you make without a bracha. Just to answer your question, la'alocha, you make tefillas haderech the next morning without a bracha.
On a plane,
because you didn't sleep b'yishuv. You never landed in yishuv. So you're traveling the whole time. So you slept. So that's called lon basadeh. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll have in the Mishnah Berurah. What? Let's learn. Let's learn the din. We'll see how it develops. You know? The Mechaber says only once a day. That's the first point of the Mechaber. Again, you make the Derech when you leave Yishuv. You leave a civilized area. When you leave the ear. So you could be going in and out of Ayaros a whole day. So the first point of the Mechaber is only one a day. And because of the comparison of the Gra and others, it has to do with Hesach Hadas. This bracha, it lasts you, so to speak, for the whole day. Then the Mechaber says, even if you stop off, b'emtza hayom. Okay, that's not equal to your Hesach Hadas. But if you plan on sleeping overnight in the ear, and then you change your mind and you continue your trip, you have to say Tfilas HaDerech again. Kosh game, if you did sleep, if you didn't change your mind. The Mechaber named that on for a Dover Poshel, obviously. That sleeping overnight in the city, as we'll see, is a complete Hesach Hadas. And therefore, to such a degree, that even if you ended up not doing it, but you have to make a new Tfilas HaDerech. Okay, so that's the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chavdalid interprets the Mechaber. I don't know if he's adding or he's reinterpreting, or, and it's certainly low pleegi. He makes the point, we said, if you read the Mechaber, the point is only once a day. He makes the point every single day. I don't know where he saw it in the Mechaber. Pirish, he says. It's strange to me. B'chol yom v'yom, kozman shu b'derech m'chuyiv lo marosa. He must change the meaning of the Mechaber. That the point is, again, it's all machlekes. I'm sure he agrees with the Mechaber's din, the way we read it, but he says that it, it means, or it also means, that you have to make it every day. Okay. Afilum yanuach b'ir, it's on lomar, shemesakev sham, eza shows, kudei lanuach, lachakachoyz v'adach l'dakoy, kimen shekshanuch b'ir, daitah yolachso v'leilech, on the same day, he means, kimen torach, ein torach lachso v'vorech, you don't make a new bracha, if in the middle of the day, you always plan on continuing your journey that day. But if he plans on sleeping overnight, and then he changes his mind, Sorech to have the Hesach Hadas. That's what the Mishnah Berurah calls it here. It's in Kotan Chavav. Koshkein Amlon Baderech, who spies of a Laila, if he's stayed over, he's left at a hotel, Sorech Lavorech Baboker. Certainly, if he actually carried out what he had in mind, he has to make a new bracha. Ach, however, imunosea kol alayla, the ainu shein alon bekvias bushpiza, rekinuach ezumazman bushpiza, vachachoydul and soa, he's traveling the whole night, yesh levorech, filos aderech baboka belichasima. This is not yet the case, I promised you. Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about where he went to sleep at night, but in the Soda, on the road. That he doesn't talk about. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah could mean if you travel all night that you're up. You just hop a dream, or you know, you doze off. The Bir Halacha says that therefore when you start traveling, if you start traveling in the morning before it becomes light, you have to make tefillah sederach right away, because you slept overnight. You fulfill the requirements of kicking in a new tefillah sederach. You slept the shinas kva, balayla, and a nishpiza. So in the morning, even if you start off before zman tefillah shachar, before or haboker, you violate that din, let's say, and you're going, you have to make tefillah sederach. Just like by Birchas HaTorah. The Halacha says, you compare it to Birchas HaTorah, I'm going to hold you to that comparison. A Birchas HaTorah, when you wake up to learn, you slept at night, then you woke up early in the morning to learn, even way before Alos HaShachar. It's still technically the night. But you woke up, you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. So here also you have to make a, yeah.
How is the day defined?
Well, Alos, probably. Alos. The day that we're talking about is Alos. No, we're talking about the day till you go to sleep. The Gabi, this then we're defining the day as the day till you go to sleep.
If you made it to the dark at night,
where you started your trip at night?
I go to sleep at night, and I go to sleep.
And you go to sleep at night? So you have to make a new tefillah sederach, except for the element that we're talking about now, that if you're on the plane, there are achronim. Maybe Mishnah Berurah, it's a little inconclusive. It talks about traveling a whole night and not being lon bekvias b'ushpiza. But I looked around. The achronim, the consensus in the achronim is that if you don't sleep b'mokum yishuv, which means you're on a boat, on a ship, or on a plane, then the next morning you make tefillah sederach without a bracha. Have you ever been on a cruise? Gambling. Las Vegas. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not the issue.
That's not
the
issue. That's not a trip.
People live on
the airport. Whole boat's traveling.
Yeah, but it's not a trip.
What?
That's not a trip.
No, you're on the.
You're not going to get somewhere. You're.
That's not.
You're on. You're traveling on the ocean. The Ramban made a special tefillah sederach for that.
Besides the regular.
What?
Besides the regular one.
Right. So you're traveling. Anybody on a ship would say, I travel. He wouldn't say, I didn't travel. I had 500 people there. I wasn't traveling. No one would say that. I traveled on the ocean.
So you sleep in your cabin, and the next morning you have to make another tefillah sederach on that boat?
So my memory is, see, the Mishnah Berurah is a little inconclusive about that case. I remember from looking it up that without a bracha. The only time you make a bracha is if you sleep, be yishuv. If you're lon besodeh, and I feel that sleeping on the ship or sleeping on the plane is lon besodeh. You're sleeping, But you're besada. You haven't. There hasn't been a new context of a new mechayev of tefillas haderech, really.
Oh.
So maybe just sleeping kicks it in. That's the point. So that's why they're besupik. So they say better do it without a bracha. Whenever you have to make tefillas haderech without a bracha, the achrayim further suggest incorporating it into your shemaya tefillah bracha in shmona esrei. This way, you sort of chaparai that it's said in the context of a full-fledged bracha. There's no reason why you can't say it during Shemoneh Esrei. So you say it during Shemaya Tefillah, and you have its chasima, which is Baruch Atah Hashem Shemaya Tefillah. So whenever you hear that the halacha is to make it again without a bracha, the Achrayim suggest to say it in Shemoneh Esrei, in Shema Koleinu.
Even before you
what?
Even before you set out on the trip.
Whenever the din would be that you should, no, whenever the din would be that you should make it without a bracha. Like here, you slept overnight on the plane. So in the morning, when you daven shachris, try to remember to include it in Shemaya Tefillah, right before Keto Shemaya. What? Well, you have to talk loud. I'm going deaf.
One time I was on the plane with
Rav Simcha.
With Rav Simcha?
Okay.
So they were debating this topic.
What topic?
You know, you know, you say that. Everybody had woken up in the morning.
So the pashtus, you're supposed to say it. That's for sure. Forget, nothing to do with davening. What does it do with davening? You have to say it before davening. Mishabur says you can say it. If you wake up before Alos HaShachar, the Mishabir Alokha paskins to say it. Don't wait for Alos HaShachar. Say it when you wake up from your sleep. That's what the Bir Alokha says.
You said it at night before you, when you're on the plane.
Well, you started the trip at night. So you said it at night. Now you slept overnight. So there's definitely a new Machayev. The only ameliorating factor is this Lon Basoda thing that the Achronim say. That to really be sure of a new chiyuv, you have to be lon be'ir and start out again from the ear. But if you're just lon besoda, better not make a bracha. That seems to me the maskana of the achrayim. But to have to make a new bracha, shouldn't even, to have to make a new tefillas haderech, forgetting about the aspect of lon besoda, but you started your trip at night, but then you were lon, and now it's a new day. For sure you have to make a new bracha. For sure you have to make a new tefillas haderech. Whether or not you should make the chasimus habracha is would be a different issue. In other words, if you start your trip and you have to make tefillas haderech, and at 12 o'clock at night you pull into a hotel, you pull into a yeshuv and you pull into a hotel, and you sleep a couple hours and you continue your journey the next morning, by then you have to make a new tefillas haderech with the bracha.
And if your boat was at port overnight...
Why is it so funny? You have to make a new tefillas haderech.
Yeah. Okay. Even though you're still in your boat, or if you're in your
you're in the ear. The mechayev of tefillas haderech is ear. Out of the ear, we're going to learn. You have to be a certain amount of space outside the ear. And again, it juts up against certain realities of the way our highways are built. You know, we're on a highway, and there's houses all along the way. You'd be hard pressed to find.
In one of those cases, you stopped traveling. You run by ear, you stopped.
Yeah.
Where the stagecoach went into a hotel. On a plane, you didn't stop. Traveling.
That's the point of Lon Basoda.
Lon Basoda, you also stopped.
Good. So you're saying it's a kal v'chomer from Lon Basoda. Madach Lon Basoda, they say don't make a bracha. Certainly when you're on the plane, don't make a bracha because you're actually still traveling. Fine. Okay. So it's a kal v'chomer even. Okay.
Basoda, you can make without a bracha.
Right. So Koshkin on a plane make without a bracha.